Community Day. We are in Lipsick, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, rush hour here. Your WTOL 11 weather. Sunshine 83 and some patchy fog around this morning. One school delay. Patrick Henry, a two-hour delay. And it's all thanks to our friends at McGuire Wholesale, LaRitte Chevy Cadillac, Blanchard Valley Health System. Sign up for text or email alerts over at WKXA.com. Community Day in Lipsick. We're at the Lipsick Community Center until 10 o'clock this morning. And we have Brent Gibson here and part of the Community Center when it first started. Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Brent. Long time ago.
Morning, Rex. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us out here. We're right in front of the Community Center. We have lovely flora and fauna, I guess, right here. So lovely plants, and thanks for coming by. Let's talk about the Community Center celebrating 5 years now. And what was the thoughts about building the Community Center?
Well, Rex, actually the Community Center mission became a mission project for the Lipsick United Methodist Church. That started back in 2015, believe it or not. Okay. There was a number of us that got together on a regular basis, probably about 15 members, and it was kind of led by Pastor Steve Weatherly, who was the pastor at the time. And the church had done a lot of different kinds of mission projects, a lot of them outside of the area, worldwide even. And so members started talking and saying, you know, we need to do something local. We need to, you know, kind of, we always gave back to the community, but we needed to do something maybe on a bigger scale. And so in 2015, about 15 of us got together on a regular basis, probably, I don't know how many hours we would meet, you know, each month prior to breaking ground, and just came to this vision. Originally, we owned some property east of town and thought maybe out by the meadows that we would do something out there. Well, here in the middle of Lipsick, there was this dilapidated building, the B&M building, which actually housed like the hardware and some other businesses and things. But over the years, it had been vacated and deteriorated and was actually falling down. And so we came to the realization that, you know, that could be a good property to, clean up, have a community center in the middle of town instead of on the edge of town. And that was where we started working towards.
So did you say it's going to be one floor, two floors? We're at two floors. So.
We've got two floors.
Second floor costs a little bit more.
See, added some costs in that, but we tried not to do it, we wanted to do it right. And there was a lot of talk, as far as what the size of the lot was, what it could hold, what we ended up with. And I think, what we came up with is fantastic. When you walk in the front door and you see the wide staircase and, the elevators and all the different facilities that are available, is just wonderful.
There's also, you can learn about Lipsick history upstairs as well. We'll have Jim Russell on a little bit later this morning, but there's a lot. I was surprised. I walked in there a couple weeks ago and wow, this all happened in Lipsick, so I'm sure Jim.
Is this the first time you've been here?
No, I was here for the grand opening.
That's right.
Here across the street, and a lot of people downtown. But it's hard to believe it's been 5 years already. So.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I remember that August 5th, 2017 is when it opened. Yeah. So
you, how long did it take to actually build once you broke ground?
I'm thinking that we were a good year and a half maybe, from the groundbreaking, because there were so many different things involved in it, as far as, the village donating the lot. Right. So that was a blessing. And then, putting together the actual design and choosing a builder, and
sure,
we obviously wanted to stay local, right. And all that, there was just so much that went into the thought process. Even the cafe, we talked about not wanting to compete with any local restaurants or anything like that. So the cafe, you know, it has some vending machines and things like that. But people can go to the Uptown Market, buy some lunch, come back here and sit and eat if they want. Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of that kind of thought process put into the community center.
Sure. Very good. And you have a pancake breakfast tomorrow
morning. We do. Yeah. Tomorrow morning is the community center pancake breakfast from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It is a free will donation, so those funds, any funds collected, will go to the community center for programs and so forth. You know, bring your family out and enjoy some pancakes.
Yeah, going to be a great morning for that. Very good. Brent, anything else that we missed you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I think you got it all. I appreciate it.
Very good. Thanks for stopping by here this morning. Brent Gibson in, and you were president of the community center.
I was. I was for the first 6 years, and then we can do 6 year, two, three-year sure. terms, and then we have to go off for a year, and that's where I'm at now.
Very good. Brent, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much,
Thanks
Rex.
Thanks for joining us here. Community Day. We're at the Ellipsic Community Center. More coming up, and we'll talk to Jeff from the Village Hardware. They've got some big news. They're celebrating an anniversary as well and a new store.